This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We begin in the name of Allah. All praise and glory be to Allah, and may His finest peace and blessings be upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his family and his companions and all those who tread his path. May Allah grant us and you a life upon his path and a death upon his guidance and a reunion around him. Allahumma ameen. May Allah allow us to drink from his hand, from Al-Kawthar, from his reservoir of Al-Kawthar, and after which he has promised we will never go thirsty again. May Allah allow us to enter Jannah behind him, for he will be the first person for whom the gates of Jannah are open. Okay, so welcome. In particular, my brothers and sisters out there in Australia, I miss you. And I wish I could be there, and I came, but as you can see, the masjid is empty. I don't know where you guys are. They asked me to put this backdrop, by the way. I ask Allah to gather us upon the best of affairs in this world and the next. And I ask Allah to deliver me and you to Ramadan. And I ask Allah to help us realize that this could be the most unique and has the potential of being the greatest Ramadan we ever experienced. And I don't care what anybody else has to say. No, really. Hear me out. What can possibly get in the way of this being the best Ramadan ever? The fact that we feel like we need the masjid, for sure, group support is very important. But the most powerful tool you have is devotion to Allah, and those that are more and more devoted to Allah can even do without group support when it hiccups. So maybe Allah Azza wa Jal is trying to graduate you, to get you to climb out of hinging on others in your religiosity, so that if they're gone or you're gone or they go astray, may Allah forbid, you don't. You start owning your own faith. May Allah make that a reality for us and for you. So that's what I want to say. Allah Azza wa Jal has not taken away from us anything. Rather, He has given us something very special. Really, in comparison to what is available right now in this coming Ramadan, recalibrate, understand, don't let it fly over your head. He really has taken away nothing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the Allah that we know and worship. He only closes doors to open more, and He only deprives so that He can give greater allowances and greater gifts. And if you feel like I need the masjid, that's perfectly normal. That's perfectly fine. But that very need, channeling it correctly, could be your greatest asset. That's what I want to talk about in these next few minutes. You know, Ibn Ata' rahimahullah, he has a beautiful statement. He says, "Al-faqat busutul mawahib," that these times when you feel like helpless, you feel this frustrating need of yours, it is the banquet table. It's like the buffet, you know, the all you can eat. It's the buffet of divine gifts. Allah gifts people in those times like no other. He even said in one writing of his, one of his wisdoms, he said, وَرُبَّمَا وَجَدْتَ مِنَ الْمَزِيدِ فِي الْفَاقَاتِ عَلَى مَا تَجِدُ فِي الصَّوْمِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. This is powerful. He says, and you may find more gifts from Allah in your time of need than you may even find sometimes in salah and in sawm, in fasting itself. And so this looming, daunting uncertainty and need for reassurance, that could be your greatest driving force. Just realize it and embrace it as such. You know, what are you uncertain about? Well, a lot. I'm uncertain about the fact that I don't know what life is going to look like. Is there life after corona? And if there is life, what's it going to look like? Well, now you know better than ever that no one knows the answer to this question. And so that uncertainty drives you to the only one whose knowledge is perfect. Like when Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Only belonging to Allah are the unseen, the secrets, the future being one of them, the secrets of the heavens and the earth. وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ. And referring back to Him and Him alone are all things. Rendered, meaning before they get executed, He's the ultimate decision maker on it all. فَاعْبُدْهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ. So just devote to Him. Devote to Him alone. And rely upon Him like no other. And so that recalibrates our trust, and so that we don't look for reassurances in the wrong places. Our uncertainty should be extended now. It's so much easier to say, oh man, whoever I listen to, whatever news feed I have, whatever intake of information, if I take it from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're just as blindfolded as I am. Everybody's uncertain. That's the first one. The second uncertainty is, can I actually perform without a masjid? Because if there's no masjid, there's no Ramadan. That's how people, well, actually, you may be able to perform on such a higher level if you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to enable you to. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Oh Allah, enable me to remember you and worship you and thank you, husn, with ihsan, with excellence, with perfection. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum didn't have an imam that recited the whole Quran for them in the early years of Mecca, did they? The Quran itself was not recited. They didn't have a masjid either. And so we are having a unique experience to do what the Sahaba did. Take our little bit of Quran and pull out of it gems. Repeat it until its fruits fall on us. Like you're waiting under a special tree until you're finally deserving of receiving one of its fruits. Continue doing that. And you can also, by the way, peek at your translations. You can read from your phone while airplane mode is on. And all of these things. Also, here's another thing. You know, Aisha radiallahu anha said the very first thing to change after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among the new people, the newer generations, she said the first bid'ah, the first innovation in Islam, she said is overeating. That's really interesting because that's exactly what we do. Same way like someone may make up prayers when they miss prayers, we make up meals in Ramadan. We double up and triple up on our meals at iftar time. And you know, how can the heart ever find softness, find tenderness, access, you know, this thinness in the air between the creator and the creation, this master and the servant, on a full stomach? It is highly unlikely, almost impossible. That's another way our Ramadan can be like the Ramadan of the Sahaba. And so your uncertainty about the future is going to get you to cling to Allah like never before. Your uncertainty about your performance is going to get you to be that person that truly tests the purity of their devotion to Allah like the Sahaba did, without the group support. We're not saying forego it when it comes back, but sometimes Allah pulls it from us to show us just how independent, just how owning of our faith we are. That's a priceless gift. It can't be put in words. Lastly, I want to tell you that just because you're alone, recalibrate. You know, as one of our psychologists at Yaqeen, Sister Sara Sultan, says, stop assuming being alone equals being lonely. No way. There is a huge difference. And you can see that in social media where everyone is together, but they're also lonely, right? Because there's no meaningful relationships. You know, it's like 1,000 miles wide, your social circle, but it's only like 1 inch deep, as one researcher says, right? But you can be alone and not be lonely. The same way you can be with people but lonely, you can also be alone and not be lonely because you're in the company of Allah Azza wa Jal. You're in the company of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You're in the company of the Sahaba. You know, recline to that safe corner. As you know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ أَخِي لُوطًا أو يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ لُوطًا. May Allah have mercy on Lut. كَانَ يَأْوِي. He used to, when he was stuck, he would resort to the safest corner. That is Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah the Majestic, Allah the Most Great. And so that would be my final advice to you all. You know, be optimistic. Allah is your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be alone with Him. Discover what it's like to have a private personal relationship with Him. Grab a publication on the names of Allah that the brothers at One Path or Islamic Events or otherwise can share with you. I may recommend maybe Allah's Name is by Sister Jinan Yusuf, a beautiful write-up. Grab a biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and read it this Ramadan when the moon split or something salient. This is going to be your first seerah book to read. Sit there each night and read the Shama'il, the perfect qualities and character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Shama'il al-Tirmidhi. There's many books on that. Read about the lives of the Sahaba. Abdullah al-Mubarak rahimahullah, a man said to him, why do you spend so much time at home? أَلَا تَسْتَوْحِشْ. Aren't you lonely? And then he was bothered by the question, or almost surprised by the question. He says, lonely? كَيْفَ أَسْتَوْحِشُ وَأَنَا مَعَ النَّبِيُّ وَأَصْحَابَهُ. How can I be lonely when I am with the Prophet ﷺ and his companions? studying their ahadith, studying the ahadith and the reports, rehearsing their lives, their purity, their sacrifice, their being in their company. There is no greater company. And may Allah allow us to find that question odd one day when someone tells us, aren't you lonely? This is not to be antisocial or anything, but just the fact that we can develop a preference for Allah's company and the company of the Prophet ﷺ, meaning his life and studying it, the company of the Sahaba over everyone else, and it's so much more fulfilling. May Allah grant us and you that, allow us a Ramadan like the Ramadan of the Sahaba, and an ownership of our faith like the ownership of the early Muslims, Allahumma ameen, and gather us with them in Jannah. Jazakallah khairan, everybody. Assalamu alaikum.